problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
New year, new you, baby. That's right. That's what you said. Are you keeping up with your new year resolution? I bet not, but I can tell you what, if you're not working out, you at least have to eat right. So I'm here to tell you quickly about NTTFitness.com. NTT Fitness is a meal preparation service. They also have a gym, but let's face it, you're not going to go to the gym. Just give up, but you can at least eat well. Get fresh, delicious, and healthy meals delivered right to your door. Do it today and get 15% off your first order if you use my code LEVELUP15. LEVELUP15, you bum. NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive. Drop Park. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi, first time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, asshole. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5.
4, 3, 2, 1. The Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioStPete.com. My name is Will Coons. Welcome back to the program. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. If you're not following this podcast, if you are not already doing so anyway, follow this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and now Spotify. You just put in HMB Radio, all one word, it should come up. I got new stickers in. I got some buttons in. Got a bunch of gear that I'm just aching to give away. If you want any of that stuff, slip into my DMs. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, home_made_man. My name is Will Coons. Welcome back to the show. It's a Valentine's edition, kind of. We already passed it, but I got a story later about third wheeling. Did some third wheeling, or almost did some third wheeling this week, but I didn't, because I'm a strong-willed, petty human being. That's why. And I didn't want to. And you shouldn't either. So I got a story about that coming up a little later. The Vipers debuted this week, or last week, I should say, week and a half ago, I guess is probably the right term by the time this airs. They did not do well. I'm assuming they probably did better this week. Football's still going on. That's good. That's good. Anything. I'll watch any sort of football at this time of year. It's weird having it. It doesn't feel right, though. There's something about it. I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't know if it's the uniforms that they're working with. I don't know. If you just know in the back of your head that these are good football players. They're certainly capable. They're almost NFL worthy. Not quite. They're people that just could not make an NFL squad. I don't know why. I just can't get over it. I'm going to see if I can get used to it, though. I'm excited to have football. I think the XFL is going to end up being some sort of pipeline to the NFL scenario where guys can go out there and prove it and make an NFL team in the winter and in the fall. And some sort of development league, maybe the NFL and XFL could team up eventually, and it'll be like a subpar, you know, AAA, like baseball has product that's out there. But this is good. This is still football, and I think it's important to remember that, and it's good to have it. And I'm happy it's here in the Bay Area. Other big news in Tampa Bay football off-season stuff. If you go to hmbradio.com, click the news tab, there's a story up there. The Bucks, I think they're getting new uniforms, man. It is, I would say it's not confirmed yet, but it's happening. I just don't see how it wouldn't at this point. They put out a video. Well, it started with the Bucks accounts actually commenting on fans, you know, social media pages where they're talking about uniforms. Uniforms stink. That the Bucks have now, they're embarrassing. The alarm clock letters are made fun of and ridiculed, as they should be, because they're bad, and nobody should have to put up with that. But it's been talked about for years, and they've been in these crappy uniforms that they have now for 6 years, six seasons, and they've been losing seasons, and sometimes a change of pace, a new identity can give a team what it needs to get better and move up to the next level. They released this artsy video, and it looks like we're getting new uniforms. That's exciting. I can't wait to see them. I hope they don't screw it up. I hope that just keep it basic, man. Keep it very, very simple. It's really easy. You don't need to go over the top of these things. The classic uniforms in the NFL, the best ones are so simple. The Raiders, the Saints, the Colts, the Browns, those have stood the test of time. And they are gorgeous in their presentation. I miss the old Seahawks uniforms. I do like their new ones, though. I like the Redskins, too, classic ones. Although I do like those ones. I know everybody hated them, but they were like the really dark crimson ones with the what did they have on there? They were like gold helmets or something. Those were cool. I don't think they wear those, but that was kind of like an homage to the really old ones in a new style. I really like those. I've only seen them, I think, wear them once, and that's when Kirk Cousins came into town, into Tampa, and just torched us when they were behind and ended up coming back and win that game. And he had the infamous, "You like that?" Moment that lives forever in infamy. But, yeah, the uniforms, man, just keep them simple. Go back to that Super Bowl era, 2003, and just modernize it a little bit. Just touch it up just a little bit. Keep the big logo on the helmets. I hope they don't change the logo. That flag's great. You know, I don't know. But I'm excited. I'm excited to see them. I'd love to see them bring out the creamsicles, too. Maybe go back to the orange and white. But, you know, that identity, too, they were losers. So you want to start something new. You want to be a winning franchise. So I hope they don't screw it up. For the love of God, I hope they keep it simple. Don't try to get too fancy with it like they did on these uniforms they're wearing now. And I think they'll be good to go. Other news, other Tampa Bay news, Tampa Bay Bucks news, is Jameis Winston is blind. We learned that in the offseason. He had a great year and a terrible year all at once somehow last year. 30 touchdowns, 30 picks. 30-30. And he balled. He said he balled out, which he kind of did. However, you threw a bunch of interceptions, dude. It negated everything that you did. And there was always this thing, and I've seen memes with it, where he's always squinting. He looks dumb. And I kind of assumed he was just dumb, honestly. But then we found out, no, he's blind. He can't see. He needs glasses. And he doesn't play. He wears contacts off the field, but he does not wear them on the field. Now, you can get those embarrassing goggle things And if you need that to see, he should have been wearing those. I don't know why the coaches didn't make him wear glasses, but you need to be able to see. I mean, that's insane. But he went and got LASIK surgery earlier this week. And I released an Instagram shot, and the Bucks did confirm that he did get LASIK surgery. And that's exciting. That makes me want him back. I'm still pissed that he wasn't wearing goggles, though. Like, if he, you know, he's still not signed. And he may not be back here in Tampa. You know, maybe another team will get to enjoy or dread this new surgery that he just had done. But I would like to see him bring the, you know, Philip Rivers is available from Los Angeles Chargers. He's another guy that throws a lot of picks, though. He's a good player, great player, but he's older now. Jameis has more upside. Can't just franchise Jameis, please. Just get him back 1 year. Unless he can get Tom Brady, I've heard that name, you know, kicked around. That would be awesome. I'd love that. But if you can't get Tom Brady, then just franchise Jameis. Find some way to get him in. Give him a 2-year deal, you know, to let him prove it. The market's not going to be out there for a quarterback, so I think they'll be able to get him back for – he wants an absurd amount of money, which, you know, you always start with a high number. I get it. And then the team starts with a low number, and you meet in the middle, and then if you walk away and all sides are unhappy, then you win. You won. So, or everybody wins and loses. If everybody feels like they got robbed, then everybody won that deal. So we'll see what happens. I would love to see him come back, though, now that he can freaking see. I'm dumbfounded, though, that this was not addressed earlier. I can't believe that nobody made him wear those goofy goggles. It's so weird. But he's played like that. He could never see, and he played like that for a long time, and I guess that's how he was comfortable, but I'm just saying, if he really balls out, even throws 30 touchdowns and 15 interceptions, the Bucs are going to be a dangerous team next year. Especially if they can re-sign some of these people that are free agents on the defensive side of the ball. So I don't know. That's cool. I'm excited. The draft is coming up in April. We're going to have free agency coming up, and we still got the XFL Vipers, baby. So football's back. That's great news. And it's here to stay. It'll be pretty much all year round. So that's cool. Lightning are doing well. The Rays are pitchers and catchers are reporting. So it's just a good time. Enjoy the Rays while they're here, because they are gone in the next few years. They're going to be out of here. They're still talking about, I know the Rays met with Jane Castor, the mayor of Tampa. She's interested in doing that half and half deal with Montreal. So we'll see. But I think they're just going to be gone. I don't know. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by True V Salon and Spa. TRUV is in Victory, Y, salonandspa.com. Get your hair did. Get your nails did. Look good. Feel good. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. The best place to get Botox shot wherever you want. That's right. Wherever you want. You want it in your testicles? Smooth them out all nice? They'll probably do that if you pay them enough. Why not? I would. Just do it, man. Take the cash. Don't be a sucker. Make your appointment today with the Botox lady, because she comes there once a month at True V Salon Spa. And in the meantime, go get your hair cut. You know, it's important to look good and feel good. And that'll do it. It's an easy way to really just revamp your look. TruVSalonAndSpa.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
So I'm so bad at, I thought I had my finger on the pulse with, I don't know, just the city and what people like, and I don't. I'm wrong in everything that I do. I thought for sure that I just did this. I try to write about things on HMBRadio.com that I think people are going to like, that's going to get hits, that's going to draw people into the website, and maybe they'll check out a podcast or two, or tell a friend about it, or share the page or whatever. I am so bad at guessing what people are going to like. I had this throwaway story about Motorworks Brewing that did this cool thing with cans of putting dogs that are up for adoption on the cans, and just threw that out there on the HMB radio page. 100 shares on a story that I didn't write about. And then I did one. I went, the Bucks are getting new uniforms. That'd be cool. I didn't see any stories. Tampa Bay Times didn't get one out yet. Creative Loafing didn't get one out yet. Let me throw something out on HMB Radio. Maybe that'll get some hits for sure. No, nobody cared. I put a story from the St. Pete Catalyst that did a story about the State Theater open up. Just threw it up on HMB Radio. That did really well. I'm so bad at figuring out what the hell people want. But I saw this. This was big news for St. Petersburg. The Washington Post, "The Journalism Dies in Darkness," people wrote a nice piece of where you should visit, and St. Petersburg, Florida was on that list, and they wrote a whole big thing about it. Paul Abercrombie, which is a very erudite name, he wrote about he came to St. Pete, and he visited, and he really liked it, and he wrote a very nice story about it. And some of the businesses that were highlighted, local faves in the go section were the St. Pete Shuffleboard Club, the Florida Craft Art Museum, and the Dolly Museum, of course, got mentioned, the Imagine Museum, which I heard is owned by Scientologists. I don't know if that's true. And then that's fine if it is, as long as it's not an indoctrination station. But, so that got featured. So places to eat that got featured, Natalie's, Brick and Mortar, which I have not been to yet, which I heard was very good. What else? The Bodega, Ted Peters, Famous Smoked Fish, places to shop, Brutique, Haslam's Bookstore, which it says it's the largest bookstore in the world, which I don't know if that's true or not, but that's still kicking. People don't read anymore. Mazzaro's Italian Market. I went to Mazzaro's last week, I guess it was. Love Mazzaro's. It's fantastic, but it is so freaking packed there. I can't do it. I can't be in there. I break out in hives. It's too crowded. I wanted to get bread. Just bread for sandwiches that I was making. I was making steak sandwiches, and I just wanted a nice bread to go on it. That's what makes a sandwich. A lot of people think it's the meat. Meat's important, or the veggies, or whatever. It's good. Whatever the innards are, yes, that is important, but bread makes the sandwich. Mazzaro's has great bread, great pasta. It's excellent. Love it. So goddamn packed. I walked in. I don't know if did you ever see The Simpsons, that episode where Grandpa Simpson walks into the brothel and Bart is working the front door and he puts his hat on the hat hanger, sees Bart, grabs a hat, goes right back out. That's exactly what I did. I walked back there, went, yeah, this is not going to happen. I was excited to get a hot Italian sub. No, I'm not doing that. They should open a little sandwich shop. But they must be making a fortune. They don't care. They have weird hours. Like, yeah, we're closing at 3. We're open at 4 a.m. We close at 9. You can hear, and it's packed. Always, no matter what. They can do whatever they want. So good for them. They were featured. St. Petersburg Saturday Morning Market was mentioned. Places to stay locally, the Birchwood, the Hollander Hotel. That's a cool little spot. Vinoy Renaissance, St. Petersburg Resort. Yes, the Vinoy, yeah. The Edge District, which is up and coming for sure. Lots of stuff going on down there. The Old Northeast neighborhood. Oh, I miss the Old Northeast neighborhood. I used to live there before it was way too expensive to do so. That's what happens, man. That's the price of progress. So that was pretty cool. Don't come here. Tell your friends no. Tell them it sucks. Tell them I heard it was dangerous. Yes. Yes, it's very dangerous. It's one of the most dangerous places in the United States. They don't need to know that it's a particular area of St. Pete, but just don't tell them. Just tell them, yes, don't come here. It's terrible. It's terrible. You better bring a gun. Like, oh, I don't like guns. Okay, well, don't come here. Don't. Stay there. Stay where you're at, okay? I'll visit you, and we can go to your Bennigan's. I know you love it there. The Monte Cristo? To die for. So I'll come visit you, okay? Don't come here. Enough. I already can't find a goddamn parking spot down here, and you have to pay every single place you go. I used to, when I was in college, when I was a boy story, but when I was in college, I lived in Largo, and I would come down to downtown St. Pete, and I would get a spot, I swear to God, Doesn't matter if it was Friday, Saturday, I would get a spot right on that main block. I don't know how I did it. I had some sort of juice, some mojo, because when I moved down here, that wasn't the case anymore. But for a while, I would get a parking spot when I lived in Largo, and I would come down to have some drinks. I would always find a parking spot. Now, good luck. I just Uber now. It's cheaper, and you don't have the headache. And, you know, it's going to cost me $20 to get downtown 20 blocks, but you can't, I mean, it's ridiculous. There's nowhere to park, and I guess they don't want to put any more parking garages in. I don't know. It's crazy. So, yeah, don't come here. That's very nice, Washington Post. I'm glad that you're seeing the effort, although I feel like you miss the heat, because I feel like the heat's gone off St. Pete now. It's all apartment buildings. Artists can't afford to live here. They're gone. They moved. So it doesn't, you know, there's used to be music and art all the time. There still is, you know, art stuff, but not like it was. Not independent artists like it was. It's, well, I guess they're independent artists and stuff. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, but it just doesn't have the same vibe, the same feel that it used to, you know, 5 years ago. So you kind of missed out. But, you know, St. Pete is still home and we love it. Even though it's a yuppie playground now, and pretty soon it's just going to become a giant Parks and Rec bar, just all of St. Petersburg. There'll be big, you know, those large garbage can, the beer pong. It's just going to be those everywhere. Drunk people just roaming the streets, you know, with their heels in their hands, screaming that they want Taco Bell, and I'm ready for it. I love Taco Bell. I'll take some girls to Taco Bell. You know, dollar menu, that's the only value that you can get now in the fast food business is from Taco Bell. Let's go. Let's go. Give me your debit card. We'll do separate orders. And then I just put mine on her. She's not going to know. She's drunk. She's drunk. 813-693-2124. HMBRadio.com. Yeah, I saw this 13 hours ago. Jonathan Douglas, do not move to St. Pete. We are full. Yes, we are full. Don't come here. Don't move here. Yes, there's no state tax in Florida. Move to, I don't know, Naples. Go there. Naples is too expensive for you. Who am I kidding? Just go somewhere else. It's a beautiful country. Go find your own little plot of paradise. We're full.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioSaintPete.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by HomemadePodcast.com. Homemade Podcast is a media consulting company focusing on podcasts, and I trust in this company because it's my company. If you're interested in learning how to podcast or don't know how, whether it's hardware, software, RSS feeds, any of that stuff, I can help you for a small fee. Contact me at HomemadePodcasts.com. There's a donate page now on HMBRadio.com if you're enjoying this show. I'm just hustling. I will cut my hand for whatever you got. There's a PayPal link. There's a Venmo link. This show is free. You're not obligated. But if you'd like to donate and show your appreciation monetarily, which is the only thing that matters, go ahead and head over to HMBRadio.com/donate. And there's ways to do that. Now, on Stay Woke this week, we had Valentine's Day. And I got into a little debacle where it was a situation where I was going to be a third wheel. No, a fifth wheel at an event with a couple friends of mine. We talked about it. It was awkward. It was weird. And this is from Stay Woke. Stay Woke is a radio program I co-host with my friend Anna Hummel. You can hear it every weeknight at midnight on 102.5 The Bone here locally in Tampa Bay, TheBoneOnline.com, anywhere in the world, or The Bone app. Just search 102.5 The Bone. You can get it on demand at your leisure. You don't have to stay up till midnight like a freak to listen to it. So let's check out this clip from Stay Woke.
Now, Will, you've entered in another debacle, something that you have encountered before that I would like to discuss on the show because it's a problem again for you.
Is this? I don't think this has been. This is a new one, but what she's referring to is every Wednesday, me and my buds, my brosives, we do a thing we called Bad Boy Supper Club. Now, in the name, it has boys in it, which refers to I always described it as a men's club,
okay.
Whereas me and my three friends, sometimes four, when he's available, will somebody cooks dinner at their house and the guys come over, you kind of hang for a little bit, and then you go your own way. I have to go to work, so I'm usually out by 9.
Sure.
So we just hang for a few hours, and then, you know, it's a good way to break up the week.
Okay. And you seem to look forward to it.
I do.
Know you take it very seriously.
Yes.
When it's your time to cook, you don't just like order a pizza. You like
no.
you buy the steaks, you go to Mazzaro's, you like you go all in.
I do, and they do as well. I mean
right.
everybody does a great job with it. And it's just like I said, it's a nice break from the week. Now we had talked about this in the past about if women were allowed to join this club.
Right.
I was a firm no on this.
Okay.
No offense to the gals, love the ladies. I just, you know, it was just kind of wanted it to be a guy's thing.
Now, is it, because you have a lot of female friends.
I do,
being one of them. And there's a few girls in your, like, your main group of friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, is the hang that much different with the guys? Or is it pretty much the same, but it makes you feel like you, or maybe you feel like you have a little bit more freedom to talk about stuff?
There are slight differences. It's mostly the same. I mean, the girls that we're friends with are great girls.
They're cool.
I mean, they're cool.
Cool
they're
chicks.
Fun. However, I feel like the dynamic is a little different when you get guys. Guys can just be guys.
Okay.
You know, locker room talk. You could kind of talk about a little bit different things, and we could be a little more crass and a little more rude when ladies aren't present.
I got you.
And so today, my buddy... Now, these guys just got girlfriends at the same time. It's amazing how connected these two guys are.
It's like
are.
They're syncing their cycles.
Yeah, it's really wild. One of the guys just bought a house 5 doors down from
the other one.
And they both just got girlfriends, like, right at the same time. It's
right.
really bizarre. And, you know, we were talking about doing the club and everything. Oh yeah, we're gonna make I'm gonna make burrito bowls. You know, come on by. And I'm like, oh great, I'm looking forward to that.
Right.
I wake up from my nap when I got home from work, and I got a text message from my buddy, and he says, "Hey, just letting you know, girl one and girl two, girlfriend one and girlfriend two will be joining.
We'll be in attendance.
We'll be in attendance tonight. Just wanted to give you the heads up."
Well, that was nice of them to tell you.
It was, and I did appreciate that. Now, my first reaction was, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Because we had talked about this before. They didn't really follow the same rule that I did. Like, if a girl wanted to come, she could come. That was fine to show up to the supper club. I was pretty against this. However, it is 2 against 1. So, but no, it's everybody kind of knows it's just kind of our thing and nobody shows up. It's always just been basically us three guys. Now, this was kind of a separate level, like another level, because this wasn't just girls. This was brand new girlfriends that I had never met either one of these girls.
You have not met either one.
So now I'm just having dinner with two brand new couples.
Just a double date and you.
Yes. And, you know, I know I need to meet these girls, and I do want to meet them.
Of course.
But in a more appropriate setting, where maybe we get together in a group and there's alcohol involved,
yes.
and we're out at a social
it's
place.
It's maybe
and we're
a weekend night.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. I'm excited to meet them. I mean, I love these dudes, so
you want to meet their
girls,
but not
yeah.
at big nasty boys supper club.
And especially like if they were together like 6 months or something like that, and we had a rapport, I would be like, okay,
yeah.
You know, I'm not happy about it. I
right.
would let that be known, but I'm also. Whatever, they'll probably be part of the group at that point, part
right.
of the gang.
Right, and what's going to happen inevitably, and I've hung out with fresh couples before, and no matter what, it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable for you because they're very excited about each other.
Yes.
So there's going to be a lot of, like smiling, a lot of the hot glances
yes.
where they're like, I want to. They're undressing each other with their eyes while you're playing Monopoly. You know what I mean? There's a lot of touching, and it's not like he's grabbing a bluebie or something like that, you know what I mean, right in front of your face, but a lot of stuff, and they're trying to be slick about it. You know, they're trying to go under the table, but I can see your elbows, and I can see where the elbow is headed, and so it makes you kind of just want to excuse yourself. You're like, do you just want me to
yeah.
leave? Like, because I feel like you would just want me to leave.
If there would have been Kayers, the other guy who's around from time to time. He's a doctor, though, and sometimes he can't. You know, he has a
he's
dinner
saving
for
lives.
Work. Or, yeah, he's got stuff to do. If he would have been there, and it would have been, I wouldn't have been the fifth wheel, then maybe I would have went.
Okay.
I would not have been happy about it, but I probably still
would have attended at least.
I would have attended.
Yeah.
But I have no rapport with these. And it's tough meeting new people, and especially that setting.
Such
a small
an intimate setting.
Yeah. And I got to, like, you know, be on my best behavior. And, you know.
You don't know these girls. Like, you don't know if you're going to make, like, a Will Koontz joke.
Right.
You don't know how, it's going to be received.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you got to sit there and eat with these people. Mm-hmm. And it will undoubtedly be very awkward for you. I imagine the seating will be like two couples and you'll just be on the couch by yourself maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows? And it's not going to be like the boys' supper club. It's just you crashing a double date that no one wants you at.
That's what it felt like to me. And I'm sure they did want me there, but I think they... You know, I'm glad that one of them gave me the heads up, at least in order to bail, so I didn't have to show up, because then I would not have been happy.
Yeah, so we have to ask the people, Will, again, and I know we've dealt with this before. Now, do you think it's kind of rude on their part? They know that you don't like the girls there. Now, both of them have very flexible schedules. A lot of the time, they work remotely from home. They have evenings free. They have weekends free. So there's plenty of time to see the ladies. There's plenty of time. It's not like they have a schedule like yours or mine where it's like, we can't do anything during the week. They have plenty of time to hang out with their new lovebirds. So don't you think that they could at least allocate, I don't know, an hour and a half, 2 hours to just the boys? Because not so much because it means so much to them, but they know that it means a lot to you.
Yeah, I mean, that seems
like
a good idea.
Friend would do. Like, if I was in their situation, I would go, listen, like, I'd love for you to meet Will, but let's wait to the weekend, because this is kind of like the boys' night. We just get together, we have some beers, we like to talk, you know. So let's just maybe you come over at 9 instead of 7. You know what I mean? And exactly. And it'll just be the guys, sort of a thing. But they're not doing that.
No, and I feel like it's just like, well, this is what we're gonna do. And you can either deal with it or not. And that's what it seemed like.
Trash.
That's what it seemed like the condition was. I'm letting you know that this is what's happening, and you can either show up or don't. And I'm a petty man, so I go, okay, well, I'm not going.
I don't think that's petty, because it was your decision to go or not go. You know, and you don't. It's not big, bad, nasty boys supper club. It's you're crashing a double date, and I wouldn't want to be there either. I mean, what were they making anyways? Was the food good or?
Oh, I'm sure it was going to be delicious, like burrito bowls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking forward to it because, like, I haven't seen them, you know, all week. I didn't see them last weekend. I had to race last weekend. I hung out with my dad on Saturday, so I haven't seen these guys. And
yeah, and it's hard because it was at somebody else's house. Now, if it was at your house and you were hosting and they're like, can I bring people? You could be like, no.
Obviously not.
Right, because it's your humble abode. But if it's somebody else's house, it's kind of hard to dictate, you know, what they want to do and what's going on in their home. So 727-579-1025. Okay, I'm going to take these calls. I'm a little hesitant because of the call we had earlier, but let's give it a go. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Hey, this is Hunter.
Hey, Hunter.
You sound normal. What's up?
You absolutely had the right to be like, I'm out on that, because, like, seriously, man, you don't do that to your friend.
It's whack,
you don't be
right?
Like, hey. Yeah, you don't be like, hey, we're going to do boys' night, but by the way, we're bringing our new girlfriends. You set that up as a separate meeting, designed to meet and greet for that. Boys' night's supposed to be boys' night. There's a reason it's boys' night.
Well, and that's the thing, but they never agreed to it being boys' night. There is potential that girls would show up. In the future,
but
maybe.
You don't bring the new girlfriends on the first one.
I agree.
You don't use that as the vehicle.
I just think that even if the rules weren't set in stone at the beginning of whatever big nasty boy supper club, I just feel that the fact that they know that Will doesn't like when there are girls around, I think that they should respect that, because this is basically what they're saying. They're saying that they would rather have their brand new girlfriend there, who they've known a couple months, maybe even less than that, versus one of their best friends whom they've known for years. They're saying, we would rather have the company of our girlfriend, and if Will doesn't show up, then Will just doesn't show up, which is rude, which is trash, I think.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Will, you're on the right on that one to be you know, ticked off about that. I wouldn't do that to one of my friends, and I'd be pretty pissed if one of my friends did it to me.
Yeah. Well, thanks, dude. Yeah, it's good to know, because I feel like I'm being silly to a certain extent, but also it's just a weird position for me to be in. Like, I don't understand how they don't understand that. like to bring me into this club that's usually just us three, and I got to meet not only one but two mm-hmm. new ones. It's just not the setting for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, have you expressed this to them?
I haven't talked to him yet. I will. Although I'm thinking about just saying, I think we need to cancel Wednesdays. I need to spend my time more valuable.
Oh, wow.
In a more
that would be very
fashion.
Petty, but I kind of understand where you're coming from. Thank you for calling in, sir. We appreciate it.
Yeah, take care. You guys have a good night.
All right, you too. I like this. I like that people are calling in. This is resonating with people, Will. They feel what you're feeling. Now, I don't know the two guys as well as you do, obviously. What gets under their skin? Because at least with, can I say their names? Or?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, with Dan, for example, he's so easygoing, it seems. Like, he's just a very go-with-the-flow guy. He can have a great time, but he doesn't say words, if that makes sense.
He does.
But
he
not
does.
Around, again, maybe when it's like a smaller group of people, but usually when I'm there and a few other people are there, I really don't hear much from him unless I'm directing the conversation at him. He's more of an observationalist, I would say, when it comes to group conversation. Kevin is much more, he's the exact opposite of Dan. He's very boisterous.
Very out there, yeah.
Very flamboyant in a not gay way, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Now, what gets under their skin, Will?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what really gets under their skin. I don't want to get under their skin. I don't want
to just tossing
revenge.
Around ideas.
You know, the last guy, I think you were right. He's kind of overanalyzing this thing. I think they just look, they're just, what's the big deal?
Right.
It's just, you know, our girlfriends are coming to dinner. What's the big deal about that? And there's not a big deal about that. As if it were a different situation and I knew them more, then it wouldn't be as big of a deal. I still wouldn't like it because I like the it's just the guys getting together.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But they don't subscribe to that. They've already told me, like, that's not what we're doing.
Right.
And I go, all right, well, you know, fair enough. But to put me in that situation, I don't understand. Like, I can only imagine. Now, Kevin probably wouldn't have a problem with it. He'd be like, oh, that sounds fun. I would imagine Dan would be like, I don't want to do that either. If it were like me and Kevin, for example, that brought two girls.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he would want to do that. So I kind of feel like they were just being a little inconsiderate of the situation. And
right.
They were just going to do what they wanted. And they what's the big deal?
Listen,
it's no big deal.
I get it. When you have someone new in your life, you want to be, especially at the beginning, you cannot get enough of that person. You want to see them all of the times,
all
of the times of the day.
And
you
I
want
do,
to see them.
I am sympathetic to that
you
too, because
are.
I understand.
You
I understand.
Are, but also it's important to set boundaries. When you start just letting someone just completely bleed into your life, I find that to be problematic. I'm not trying to brag here, folks, but I'm very good at like keeping things the way that they were before they came into my life. Like, I hate it. Hate is a strong word. It bothers me tremendously when you are like maybe really good friends with someone and then all of a sudden they start dating someone and they completely evaporate. They completely disappear. And then all of a sudden maybe things aren't going great for them. Maybe the relationship is a little bit rocky. Maybe they found out some things about them that they didn't know at the beginning. And then they come crawling back and they miss you and they want to hang out, blah, 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 blah. That really, really bothers me. I'm like, oh, okay, I understand where I am in your life. Now, with me, my friends are very tremendously important to me because they've been with me through relationships and breakups and, you know, my parents getting divorced, whatever it is, they've been there. So they need to remain there. And I'm very much like, if I said I was going to have a girls' night and suddenly there's a guy that's around, it's like, I'm sorry, I already committed to this girls' night. I'm not going to just invite you along because it's not a girls' night anymore.
Right.
It's not the same dynamic as, you know, it would have been had they not been there.
And again, you know, they never agreed to just being guys only. That's what I wanted it to be, but they never subscribed to that idea.
But it doesn't matter. But it's important to you, and as a friend to you, and they know that it kind of annoys and upsets you, and this is something that you enjoy with the guys. I feel like even if they don't care, they should care because you care. That's how I feel.
I mean, it seems like they could do me a solid Yeah.
An hour and a half, 2 hours?
It's an hour, 2 hours.
Max,
maybe. Yeah,
tops.
Because I got to go to work. Sure. So I can't be hanging out and drinking. They usually go out afterwards.
Yeah, you'd
and
be gone by like 8:39 tops.
Yeah. So, I mean,
plenty of night to remain for lovemaking.
I think they just look at it like, well, this is a democracy, two against one. But democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for dinner. So I'm the odd man out.
Yeah.
But like, I totally get it too. And it's like, look, if you guys want to just hang out with your girls, I understand. I do, but just don't I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't, you know, don't invite me. Don't even bother, you know, just go do your thing. Go do your double dates. I understand. I'll meet up with you, you know, in a few weeks.
Okay.
You know, after the heat's worn off a little bit and becomes more routine.
You can breathe
for you,
a little bit.
And then you can kind of go, we can get back into the routine, the schedule or whatever.
I get you. And it does ruin the dynamic. And I think that it's really important for men and women and every person in between. Mm-hmm. It is good. Like, I really enjoy having a night with just some gals. I never do it. I really don't, and I would like it. And I remember, because I didn't realize how much I was missing, like, the estrogen in my life until one day I did a show. I think it was with Jerrica, JoJo, and, like, Micah or something. And I was like, this feels great. Because I'm with guys in the daytime when it comes to my day job. I am only with men at night here at the radio station. I don't hang out with any ladies. So when I start hanging out with a girl, it is really nice to just talk about girly stuff. Yeah. And I imagine it's very much the same for men, where it's just like, you can just be boys.
You can be
boys. And I can just be a gal, and I can talk about boys and be petty and be stupid and overanalyze. And you're not going to say, shut up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's just a different dynamic. You can kind of burp and, you know, drink beers and talk about girls.
Yes.
And it's just like, you can't really do that with ladies in the room. You want to be respectful of ladies.
Yes.
You don't want to talk like that in front of them.
And half the reason why girls' night, and I'm sure guys' night, is so great is you get to talk about these people behind their backs.
Yes.
Because you're not going to get a full read when they're there. You know what I mean? Everyone's nice. You can't be like, do you like her? She can hear you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You want to get the, what do they call it? The 411, the skinny on what's going on. So that when you meet them in person, you could go, okay, I know about you. I know what you do. You freak nasty. Yeah, you freak nasty girl. 727-579-1025. Should some things just be left for the boys and some things just be left for the girls? I say yes. But the parties involved have to also want to do that. Otherwise, you know.
I don't understand
why they wouldn't.
Why they wouldn't want to do that. Yeah. I think I'm pretty good. I like to think I'm good at looking at, you know, both sides of the story. Mm-hmm. Like, why wouldn't you want girls there? Yeah, I like girls. But also, at the same time, it's like, well, let's...
Those are mated women. They're not free agents.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a good point.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, you can just talk about... And whether they know it or not, too, they talk different. There's just slightly different interactions.
100%. And I don't even think that's not even a controversial point.
I think they might disagree with that, though.
That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just certain things, you know, locker room talk.
And beyond that, like, you've been friends with these guys for a decade. They've known them for a few months. Like, obviously, they're on their best behavior.
A
few weeks. Yeah. 100% they're on their best behavior.
It's just, I'd feel uncomfortable. I wouldn't feel, I just feel weird. You know,
yeah.
And then it kind of irritated me that once I responded back and said, oh, yeah, I don't want to do that. The one guy just didn't say anything. Mm. That was just it. And I don't know that they're like mad at me now. And then the other guy just sent me a text, which was like, hey, come to dinner. It's like, no, I didn't even answer that one.
No.
And it's like, I don't want to be mad. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Sure. And I think this is really, really important to set boundaries early, because you know what it's going to do? It's only going to make that person more attracted to you, right? You give it a little breathing space. Say, hey, these are things that I do with my friends. You know, this is kind of guy time. They should be able to respect that. And if they don't, then you shouldn't be with them because they're crazy. See you next Tuesdays. You know what I mean?
And I'm sure they're great.
Sure, they would be fine with that.
I'm
I
sure
just
they
think
would
that,
be,
you know, the boys are excited.
Yes.
And, they want to be with their girls as much as they can, and they love you, Wills, and they want you to meet the ladies, but, you know, there's a time and a place for that, and it's not big, nasty, big, you know, big wiener supper club.
There we go. Stay woke, midnights, 102. 105.5 The Bone. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's The Homemade Broadcast. I really appreciate you doing so. If you'd like some stickers, some buttons, some pins, get at me on Instagram or Twitter. DM me, slip into my DMs, home_made_man. Follow me over there. Send me a message, and I'll send you some if you just put your address in the DM. I will not go to your house, but I will send you some high-quality, beautiful HMB radio and Stay Woke gear. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on a podcast, thank you so much. Please subscribe to it. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you get your pods, HMB Radio. Check out the website. Learn about the Bucks' new unis. Have a great week. My name is Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Talk to you next week. Bye.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more. Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.